The frescoes. In 1972, during some restoration work of the small church, an important cycle of frescoes was discovered, which were initially attributed to the Spanish school, though now considered to be the Tuscan school, and dated between 1340 and 1345. The creators remain anonymous, but the themes depicted suggest the influence of spirituality and art of Franciscan inspiration. According to a new and recent interpretation, in fact, each scene of the fresco cycle illustrates the virtues professed by the Franciscan friars: chastity, charity, humility, heroism against evil, courage in martyrdom, and admonitions for a good death, the memento mori. Beginning our examination of the frescoes, proceeding clockwise, at the top we observe the Adoration of the Magi, the Last Supper. Below, St. Lucia, Mary Magdalene, penitent in the desert. A group of saints, including St. James the Greater, St. Barbara, St. Margaret of Antioquia. In the wall in front of the apse at the top, St. Martin sharing his cloak with the poor. Below, Santa Scholastica, Holy School. An unknown saint. Saint Constantine and his mother Eleanor with the cross of Christ, which was discovered during a trip to the Holy Land. Saint Christopher. At the top right, Saint George slaying the dragon, personification of evil. Below, the Archangel Michael and Heavenly Woman. On the right wall, in the upper register, a series of Franciscan saints, starting from the left. St. Clare, St. Anthony of Padua, St. Louis of Toulouse, and St. Francis of Assisi in the act of receiving the stigmata. At the bottom right is the fresco of the martyrdom of St. Lawrence. At the centre of the fresco is pictorially narrated the legend of the three living and the three dead, a painting unique to Sardinia. The legend that inspired the artist or artists tells that three young noblemen returned on horseback from hunting with hawks when, at a crossroads, they came across three corpses that approached menacingly, saying to them, "We were who you are, you will be what we are," whereupon the young men fled in terror. On the left are represented three young noblemen returning from the hunt. In the centre, St. Macario, who illustrates the stages of the decomposition of the body after death. The first deceased has his crowned head resting on a laced pillow. The body is still intact, and he is dressed like that of the three living men. The second deceased has his head equally crowned, but the pillow on which it rests has disintegrated, as has the body, now naked and devoured by snakes and a mouse. The third is now reduced to a skeleton. The intention of this fresco is to admonish Christians to prepare in advance for a good death, memento mori, and an invitation to meditate and repent in order to obtain eternal salvation from God. The fact that two of the dead represented in the fresco are crowned is a reminder that death is democratic. It unfailingly affects aristocrats, as well as ordinary people.